From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Top-ranking U.S. general says he would not recommend buffer and no-fly zones in Syria, where people fleeing their homes can be protected from air attacks by Syrian government forces. General Lloyd Austin, head of U.S. Central Command, told the Senate Armed Services Committee Wednesday a ground force would be needed to protect the refugees, but that such a force is not available at this time. The Syrian conflict, which began in March 2011 as peaceful protests before being met by a harsh crackdown and spiraling into a multi-party civil war, has forced half of all Syrians from their homes. The United States said Wednesday it is considering an offer from Russia to hold military-to-military talks about the Syrian conflict, even as it warned Moscow its support for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad threatens to escalate warfare there. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry disclosed the proposal a day after talking with his counterpart, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. The top U.S. diplomat suggested he favors the idea, and the White House, the State Department, and the U.S. defense officials are considering it because they have no clear understanding about the Russians' intentions in Syria. Soldiers with Burkina Faso's Presidential Guard detained the country's interim prime minister and president Wednesday and were said to be holding them hostage. Military sources tell VOA's French to Africa service that soldiers broke into a cabinet meeting and arrested President Michel Kafando, Prime Minister Yacouba Isaac Zida, and other government officials. The head of Burkina Faso's Transitional National Council, Sherif Sy, says four people are being held prisoner, and this includes the president and the prime minister. This is VOA News.